You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Tyler Gregson started writing little poems on scraps of paper to share with friends in Helena, Montana. That was only a few years ago. Now he has hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. These are people from all around the world, and they're anxious to read the new poems that he posts every day.
Place your hands upon me like a big tent preacher, and with a whisper, heal all that aches inside. Put your lips upon my forehead and glance your eyes to the sky. Tell me that I'll walk again, and tell me that I can fly. Hold me like a revival and shake the demons from my skin. Touch me like a fever and kiss me like a sin.
Tyler grew up in a semi-itinerant baseball family. His dad worked with pitchers in both the major and minor leagues, and so the family split time between Montana and places like Albuquerque and Newport News, or Midland, Texas, and Boone, North Carolina. Tyler was a pretty serious ballplayer himself for a while. After college, he discovered he was a good enough writer to eke out a living with technical and commercial prose, and a good enough photographer to make extra cash shooting weddings and high school graduations. Then, about 4 years ago, he had a sort of epiphany. He was wandering through an antique store when he spotted a 1930s vintage Remington typewriter.
It actually had the original ribbon in it, and I started typing, and I just let it all go, and that was the first poem. I loved that I couldn't edit it, I couldn't change it, nothing. Once it was out, it was out. It was a snapshot of that exact moment. What if all we have ever wanted isn't hiding in some secret and faraway dream, but inside of us now, as we breathe one another, and find home in the way our arms always seem to fit perfectly around the spaces between us? What if we are the answer, and love was the question? What if all this time it was us you were supposed to find? I am filled with wonderings, questions, and doubt, but of one thing I am certain. It will always be you that gives flight to the butterflies inside me, calm to the sea I have become, and hope to the darkness all around us. It is you, and it has always been you. You. You that soothes and excites and spreads joy like rainfall on the already damp earth. You that pulled me from the longest sleep and kissed my tired eyelids awake. If life is a question mark, then you, my love, are the proud and bold period that is typed with certainty.
That first typewriter poem was completely extemporaneous. Since then, Tyler's written more than 900 of them. They're usually composed as soon as he gets out of bed in the morning.
I decided to try to challenge myself to just do a new one every single day. It's whatever comes out. It's exactly as it is in that exact moment. And I love that. I love that it's whatever was in my brain rattling around that day. When I started typing it on the typewriter, it felt like I was unlocking this ability to be stream of conscious without ever being able to change it.
The typewriter sits on a little table in Tyler's kitchen.
And I have this whole case of old paper that
I ask if I can record the sound of him typing. He obliges, and he goes one better. After about a minute, he hands me a new poem composed on the spot.
We are the stories we tell from the pieces we gather. We are the snapshots made into photographs. We are the art made from the fragments. These are the tales they tell. One's for you.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, just what we were talking about downstairs, about how we take little pieces and we try to piece them together to make bigger stories.
You've been listening to Tyler Gregson in Helena, Montana. His first book of poetry is called Chasers of the Light. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images from today's story or to listen to and download stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.